Judah rejoiced in Reformation, October 14. He brought forth the king's son, and put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony, and they made him king, and anointed him, and they clapped their hands, and said, God save the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was in quiet, and they slew Athaliah with the sword beside the king's house. The Levites and all Judah united with Jehoiada the high priest in crowning and anointing the child Joash, and acclaiming him their king. And they clapped their hands, and said, God save the king. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of the Lord. And when she looked, behold, the king stood by a pillar, as the manner was, and the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced, and blew with trumpets. Athaliah rent her clothes, and cried treason, treason. But Jehoiada commanded the officers to lay hold of Athaliah and all her followers, and lead them out of the temple to a place of execution, where they were to be slain. Immediately after the execution of the impenitent queen, all the people of the land went into the house of Baal, and break it down, his altars and his images break they in pieces thoroughly, and slew Matan the priest of Baal before the altars. A reformation followed. Those who took part in acclaiming Joash king, had solemnly covenanted that they should be the Lord's people. And now that the evil influence of the daughter of Jezebel had been removed from the kingdom of Judah, and the priests of Baal had been slain and their temple destroyed, all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet.